Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of the Trivia with Friends podcast, a podcast where I ask my closest friends trivia questions to see just how smart they really are. To another episode. I'm your host, Quizmaster Bill Murawski. During this episode, I'll ask five questions with categories including the Amish, I Love Lucy, college mascots, and more. Play along at home or in the car or wherever you're listening to this. See if you are smarter than my friends. Follow us on Instagram at Trivia with Friends Podcast and tell us how you did. Plus bonus questions after each episode. If you'd like to submit a fan question, you can do so via Instagram or email us at triviawithfriendspodcast@gmail.com. With me today is my wife, Rachel, and joining us again are the Trebex Rejects, Ryan and Esther. Welcome back, guys.
Hello. Glad to
What's
be back.
Up, guys?
Well, you guys know how this works. I ask you five questions, and hopefully you tell me the right answers.
Hopefully.
You did a good job of that last time you were on. Four out of five, if I remember correctly.
I mean, four and a good amount of change.
Four and three quarters.
Yes,
I'll take that. I feel like we were close, like five for five.
Almost perfect.
Bill, how do I do the win loss? 5-0.
5-0.
I feel like we were 5-0. But you were
4-1.
Yeah, we'll take.
All right, technically.
All right, you guys ready for some trivia?
Let's do it. Bring it on.
All right. Cool. Now, this question is really for Esther more than everyone else.
Rachel and Ryan are the moral support.
What might it be?
Because Esther told me that she has an obsession with the Amish.
Slightly. I have to say a fun fact. Probably when you were asking about topics, when I was, I don't know, preteen, teenager, even into my 20s, 98% of my free time reading was Christian Amish love stories.
There's a lot of them out there.
It's a big market.
I have read quite a few of them, easily
pushing that forward because that was my genre, and then
this is a podcast that everybody's going to listen to.
And I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
She is who she is.
I am. I'm not ashamed.
Good point, Bill.
And you married her.
I did.
Thank you.
I love her.
Did you know this information prior to marriage?
I think you did.
I don't know if I did.
But I was still reading Amish books in college. So
I feel like, so we got married.
Would it have been a deal breaker if you did?
You know, if you know Esther, I mean, she is a woman of many interesting things. Amish is just one of them. I don't think it would.
They're fascinating. We went to Pennsylvania
over
the summer, and we spent a good amount of time in Amish country. And
Lancaster
I was like a kid in a candy shop.
Yep.
We went to Bird in Hand.
Bird in Hand, intercourse.
We did the whole thing.
Okay, baked goods, though. Like, the Amish baked goods, their pumpkin rolls.
Oof.
Everything is just so good. So fresh.
Their furniture.
It's all made without technology.
Quality furniture.
That's where every other company goes wrong. They use technology.
And it messes it up.
And look what happens.
Yeah. They're not as good as the Amish. All right, so
our
first category is the Amish. Pennsylvania has the highest population of Amish people in the United States with 79,200. Which state has the second highest population of Amish people?
I immediately go Midwest.
Ohio.
I was going to say Ohio.
That's where my mind goes to first.
Well, let's think.
But yeah, let's
I mean, you're the expert on this.
Where have your books taken place outside of Pennsylvania?
Where have your books taken you on the Amish journey? Good point, Rachel.
And your horse and buggy.
On the love Christian Amish book spectrum, where have they taken you?
Another fun fact in our travels, there is a large population on Prince Edward Island in Canada.
There is.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And did not know that. There's also a lot in southern Ontario, a large Amish population. However, in the United States, I know there are some in Indiana and Ohio.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Would be the Midwest. And then obviously Pennsylvania.
Right, we know that. I'm trying to think if there's any more further west, like a Wisconsin. Did you have a thought at first, Rachel?
All I was thinking was Midwest area.
Mm-hmm. my first thing, and I don't know a lot about Amish other than my lovely wife is obsessed with the Amish, would have been Ohio.
That's where I went to first.
Because I feel like you mentioned it to me at some
point. Well, and a lot of the books do take place in Ohio.
That's true.
She's freaking out right now. When did you think your love of Amish Christian fiction literature would ever come in handy? A lot of Beverly Lewis, right? That's the name.
Oh, yes.
That's the name that I was thinking of.
The Shunning was a big one.
So, real fun, and we'll get back to the question.
Yeah, I'm
funny
sorry.
Thing.
You can edit this out.
Pretty much every week that we play trivia with you guys, I know we haven't done it in the past couple of weeks, we've been playing with Justin and Kayla lately. Esther's go-to is, man, I wish Bill would just ask an Amish question. It's so random. She says it every week. Well, guys, I can't help on this one, but if he would just ask an Amish question.
This is, really is your forte then. If I would have known prior to this that you are obsessed with the Amish, I would have asked.
Bill, obsessed.
I would have asked 1,000 Amish questions.
We would have had an Amish-themed trivia night.
Well, I don't watch The Office, but I watch The Amish.
An Amish-themed trivia hosted over Zoom seems like such an oxymoron.
Yeah. It's like,
it feels
yeah.
wrong.
Oh, it's like, wrong, yeah, two, so right. like, they're clashing with it each is. Other. Like
the dichotomy is real.
Yeah.
That
yeah, I think seriously. If you both came to the first thought of Ohio,
yeah.
and that's where a lot of the books have been set, like,
yeah.
I feel like that's...
That's a pretty good guess.
A great guess, and I feel like you don't want to talk yourself out of it.
Right. Yeah. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go Ohio.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Final answer. Ohio.
All right. Ohio is correct.
Woo! Yes.
You got it during the pause.
I
was worried.
Me.
Ohio has 76,000. You actually named the top four. The only four states you named.
Nah, really?
Ohio is 2. Indiana is 3 and Wisconsin is
Thank
4.
You.
Good
nice.
Job.
I'm telling you,
obsessed. It's
yeah,
that
is,
as strange as it sounds.
It's good for absolutely nothing, but
that is amazing. All right, well, 1 for 1.
All right.
There we go.
We're going to move on to our second question. Our category is another love of yours, I found out, which is I Love Lucy.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. What company was I Love Lucy's first sponsor of the show, whose name and product was worked into the show whenever possible?
Oh, I feel like you would know this.
Okay. My first guess would be Marlboro. How do you say
the
cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
Could you repeat the question?
Yep. What company was I Love Lucy's first sponsor of the show, whose name and product was worked into the show whenever possible?
So a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. And a product that they would have mentioned on the show. So I know they both... My first inclination is Marlboro, mm-hmm. as I say, because I know they both smoked mm-hmm. on the
okay.
show pretty frequently.
A sponsor of the show, so obviously...
And I know, like, that was a big... I feel like the whole smoking thing back in the 50s was pretty big.
Yeah.
Well,
they thought
nowadays.
It was healthy back in the 50s.
Everybody
it was. It was advertised,
it was, yeah,
it was
advertised
as healthy.
Yeah.
yeah.
So there's that, and I'm trying to think. I know, like, they mentioned, like, her hair dye a few times, but that name
I feel
is
like
escaping
cigarettes
me.
Would be way easier
like a big
to frequently
one.
Like
yeah.
fit in.
Yeah,
and that's a big company,
yes.
which makes sense that they would be the sponsor of the show.
The only
one
other
the
thing
sponsors.
I could think of is there like a beverage, like a Coca-Cola or something that they drink. Like
yeah,
that
drank
would be one
lot.
To easily fit in.
Sure,
and mention a lot.
There wouldn't
but,
have been a Pepsi back then, so Coke would have been the obvious guess.
Yeah. I don't remember them drinking a lot
yeah,
of sodas. It was more coffee.
What about
vitamin
alcohol?
Vitamin. Vitamin.
That is probably the only thing from I Love Lucy that I know because of you.
That and the chocolate down
factory.
The thing.
Yeah, those are the two like most
and
iconic.
And the movie that I really like.
The Long, Long Trailer.
Long, Long Trailer.
With Lucille Ball. Mm-hmm. We travel in the RV. You guys should watch that movie if you haven't.
Side
it's
note.
A great
Fantastic
movie.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Anything else? Her hair dye?
What made
clothing.
You think? What made you think Marlboro?
I feel like at some point in watching the show, they would also have like old commercials that would run
then
when
that's
the show
be it.
Ran.
That's sponsor, don't talk yourself out.
And
of it.
That was
be it.
One of them. I know. I know there were a couple others.
And it would be really easy for them to tie that in if they smoked, to be like, and they can smoke. You give me a Marlboro? Oh, like, to just add that to daily conversation.
Right.
Totally.
I can't think of anything else that it would be.
Babe, I think it's a good guess.
I'm going with it, Bill.
What do you think, Rachel?
I like it.
Okay, I like
Marlboro.
I'm terrible at saying it, and I hope I get, because if there's anything I love more than the Amish, it would be I Love Lucy.
Wow. Okay. That's a bold statement.
I
that
know.
That is a bold statement.
But I love...
I think you know a little bit more about the Amish, because that is incorrect.
No!
You were on the right train of thought. It was a cigarette company.
It
was Philip Morris.
I knew it was a cigarette.
Yeah, Philip Morris. Apparently they came in at the 11th hour. They almost didn't make the show because they didn't have a sponsor for it. And Philip Morris came in at the 11th hour, and then they had a good amount of creative control even about how... any chance they could get to name the product or to demonstrate it. And apparently Lucille Ball was also not a fan of... she smoked, but she was not a fan of... she had her own, I forget what the brand was.
Mm-hmm. It's like Slim.
It Virginia was something... Slims. No, it wasn't Virginia Slims, but it was something like that. And she would... the show producers would take out the cigarettes of the Philip Morris box and put her brand into it. So she would smoke her brand, but advertise
promote
another brand.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was a cigarette. Sorry, guys.
It's all right.
Well, it's all right.
You also mentioned, just another fun trivia fact, you also mentioned Vitamita Vitamin, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Lucy Does a TV commercial was voted number 4 on TV Guide's top 100 greatest episodes of all time.
Wow.
And I Love Lucy was voted number 2 in TV Guide's greatest TV show of all time.
Wow.
What was number one?
I got to know.
What was number one?
Seinfeld.
Yep. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz are generally credited as inventors of the rerun and of syndication.
Huh. Makes sense.
So basically the reason you see reruns today are because of I Love Lucy.
And Lucille Ball had a lot to do behind the scenes too.
Yeah,
like, she was Desi really a pioneer of like women in comedy and just
she wasn't just
more than an actress for sure.
The reruns actually came up when she was pregnant. And they wanted to continue the show, continue its popularity. And so they said, why can't we just show other episodes we've already shown before while she is pregnant? And then and that was the birth of the rerun. During the birth of her child. Which they also don't say, they never say she's pregnant in that episode. Or in any episode that she's pregnant in. They thought that was too crass or crude.
Ooh.
They so say she's expecting. Or she's...
it wasn't the right way to say it.
At that time,
child or
Well, also in the 50s, they thought cigarettes were healthy for you. So, I mean, like... you
and
know,
they were
like,
sleeping in separate twin beds.
Yeah,
exactly.
They never had the same.
Yeah. But honestly, watch Long, Long Trailer.
Yes.
It's Desi Arnaz and Lucy. It's a movie. They buy an RV and they travel. It's a great
movie. Really
of course you watched that.
You would love it. I actually enjoyed it.
Good.
It's really good.
Okay. All right, for our third question, it's your choice on the category. Your options include cooking or Nickelodeon.
Okay.
I did not have cable growing up, so my Nickelodeon knowledge is, there's bits, but it's limited.
And I feel like I wasn't allowed to watch much on Nickelodeon
there
growing
some
up.
You were too busy reading your Amish books.
Exactly.
Nickelodeon shows out there.
I don't think I was really allowed to watch a lot of Nickelodeon.
And
I know you didn't watch
not,
any TV.
I did not really watch TV when I was young.
Except for sports.
Cooking, I enjoy. I watch a lot of cooking shows.
I cook a lot. Mm-hmm. So you want to go with cooking?
I feel like cooking between the three of us would be a better bet than Nickelodeon.
Yeah, let's try cooking.
Yeah, let's try cooking.
Cooking it is. If you're listening on the podcast, the Nickelodeon question will be on our Instagram page, at Trivia with Friends Podcast. Check it out. Give us your answer. But you guys chose cooking, so here's your question. What kind of Italian stew translates as bone with a hole?
So it's Italian.
With a hole. Okay, what are some... there's minestrone.
Minestrone. Is that the wedding? Or is that a different one? The wedding?
There's Italian wedding
Italian wedding,
soup.
Okay.
So has usually small little meatballs.
Uh-huh.
and minestrone has the
pasta
that's like round with a hole, but it's short. They're like very short and small, and I think it has beans in it.
Okay.
He said bone with a
bone hole. With the hole.
Okay, so
bone
there's a hole in the pasta and minestrone.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And it's a beef broth. Could be like a bone, like a beef bone broth.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll, put other, minestrone to the side.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the soups at Olive Garden.
Oh my goodness. That endless soup and salad,
since
right?
Olive Garden's a legit Italian restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, listen. When I think of Italian food, I think of Olive Garden.
I can go to town on a tour of Italy right now, okay? So.
Yeah, that's a legit Italian place.
There's like, I'm trying to
think. Are they still in business?
They're still in business.
Bill, come on now.
Yeah.
For a little while, they were doing like the buy a meal, get a whole meal to take home too. I was like, this feels desperate, guys. Yeah,
I feel like but I will take them up. On
yeah.
What about is matzo ball soup? That's a Jewish.
That's Jewish.
That's not Italian.
Okay, an Italian stew. A stew is a lot like thicker than a soup.
It is
thicker
is
and heartier.
Is minestrone a stew or a soup? I don't even.
I always
traditionally
consider it
a soup.
Mm-hmm. There's also that, like, the Feast of the Seven Fishes thing that they do at, like, Christmas.
Sure,
there's
I've heard of that.
Sort of.
But Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it, but I know there's a lot of different dishes and seafood dishes, and I think there's, like, a stew, some sort of fish.
Like a seafood stew?
Stew there. I don't know what it's called, though. Hmm. Bone with a hole.
Okay, bone.
Bone
do we know?
In the hole or bone with the hole?
Bone with a hole.
Bone with a hole.
Are there any types of words we can, like bone? Can we think of what like the Spanish or Italian version of the word bone is?
I mean,
do you know what
you
bone
know,
is
I
in another
brush
language?
Up on
a bone.
Italian, yeah, that's about as close to
minestrone,
Italian.
Minestrone, bone.
Yeah. I can't say that I really know the Italian word for bone.
I know. I'm just
I'm trying
like
to picture,
Spanish.
Too, like, what could look like something that you would describe as bone with a hole.
All I can think of is, like, a big, like, arm bone.
Bone with a hole.
Bone. So are we thinking a specific bone in the body that has a hole?
Or it just looks like that. Something in the
it could be, yeah, don't,
like
I don't know if we need to get so focused on the bone part. It could just be something that looks like a bone.
Uh-huh. The only soup I can think of that's Italian is the minestrone and
what
the Italian and the Italian wedding soup.
It has the little pastas that are round.
Does it have a hole in it?
There's a hole in that pasta.
I think
they're
go
short.
With that.
They're like short
no
rigatoni
idea.
Almost. Like they're they're
they
short.
Could look like tiny little bones if you really were being like
they
creative
could be
about
little
it.
Vertebrae.
My
you
only
know?
Thing
like,
is that it's typically considered more a soup, and I would think a stew is a thicker,
heartier.
Heartier,
because
but
it is called minestrone soup.
But yeah. I don't know of any Italian
stews. Unless it's one of those fish stews, but I don't know what they're
that's
called.
That's true.
I don't know about that.
The stews is more of like an Irish thick type thing.
Right.
Or maybe not Irish.
Well, and really you think not. Of stew with like a barley, like remember that
barley, a
barley stew
yeah.
I made, which is really delicious.
Side note.
All right, what are we going with?
I'm...
Minestrone.
Minestrone.
I think that's the only one that we know.
Or minestrone.
All right,
final
answer.
That one.
Italians everywhere are cringing.
Yeah,
they started cringing at Olive Garden. They continued cringing with your pronunciation of minestrone. That is incorrect. The correct answer is asabuco.
Would have never gotten that.
I've heard
asabuco.
Of
asabuco. Aso means bone. Buco means hole.
Oh.
It's a reference to the marrow in the bone, It's a reference to marrow in the hole of the bone, which is a defining feature in this Italian
dish. I've never
dish.
Had that.
Me either. I think asabuco. There's an Italian
buco.
Restaurant.
There's
called...
a buco di Beppo.
Thank you.
Yes.
I know I've heard buca.
Asabuco. Yes.
Okay.
So, right. Just side note, are we 1-2 right now?
No, you're 1-4-3.
1-4-3, but we are...
Think batting average.
1-2. 1-2.
No, guys.
Can you guys...
we've won 1 and we've lost 2.
So you have 1 correct...
1-2 means we have 1 win and 2 losses.
Yes.
Which is
correct.
We are.
But that's never the way I'm going to introduce this. You
or
are...
maybe you should consider.
You're... You have one.
For everyone correct. Out there listening, I used to pitch in high school, and I'm going with the win-loss record. As much as Bill wants to...
I used to pitch too, but I also batted, and I was 1-for-3 if I was up at the plate.
I batted 0-83 my senior year, so I did not bat very well.
We can tell by the way you're thinking about this. All right, if you are listening, go ahead and answer the Nickelodeon question on Instagram, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a short break. Welcome back. We have another trivia tip for the episode. Our trivia tip this episode is let your voice be heard. If you've shared an idea or an answer but it wasn't heard, make sure you share it again. Sometimes in large groups or even loud venues, you can say the right answer, but nobody heard you. Then the answer gets read and I said that, but no one heard you. So make sure you speak up, make sure someone acknowledges that they heard you so that your voice can be heard. That's our trivia tip for this episode. All right, you're 1-for-3. Our next category is a combination of two things that I think you guys know a lot about, which is movies and math.
Mm, here we go. Intriguing.
All right, you're a big movie fan.
We are.
We love movies. We watch movies every week.
And Esther, you're an accountant.
Yes, yep. So I love math.
She knows her numbers.
I'm interested.
Do you love math or do you just know math?
I actually love math.
Yeah, okay.
I ever since I was between... You know, everything else, I've always loved numbers.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. Like, give me an Excel spreadsheet and I get pretty pumped.
I'm with
things
you.
Things work in Esther's mind when it comes to, like,
math.
Like, yeah, that's the only way her brain
I frequented
works.
The Math Olympics in school.
Man, you just are getting cooler and cooler.
Good point, Rachel.
Maybe I should stop right here.
Yeah.
The Amish, old black and white TV, the Math Olympics. I realized
that sounds. Like one of those things you said and you wanted to take back immediately.
The picture you've given our podcast audience of who you are is so different than who you actually are, who we have come to know and love.
Oh, man. Oh, all
right. This is great.
The movie is Back to the Future.
Okay. Oh, no.
Take the miles per hour needed for time travel, subtract the number of Back to the Future movies, and divide by the amount of letters in Christopher Lloyd's character's last name. What do you get?
Okay.
So I've never watched Back to the Future.
Oh.
Wow. I know. It's terrible. But
I
if
have,
I have...
I know there's... Is there two or three of them?
There's three. I believe. Yes.
Okay. So we've got the second part of the question.
Yes.
We need to know... If we don't know that, we're toast.
I know. Yeah, and I am... No help to you on this one.
Ouch.
Is it Michael J. Fox in it?
Yes.
But that
miles
doesn't matter.
Miles per hour.
If Ryan and Rachel can come up with the numbers, Esther
can
do them out.
I mean, I'm all over that equation.
I can subtract and divide. Got it.
I have seen the movies.
I know.
I'm struggling.
It's been so long.
What was Christopher Lloyd's last name?
He was the scientist guy, right?
He was like the nutty professor kind of guy.
Yeah, I forget the actor's name.
With the crazy hair. That's his name, Christopher Lloyd.
Or yeah, I forget the
character's name.
Yeah, the character's last name. It's not gonna matter unless we know
that
first part of the equation.
87?
Oh, so it's not like a crazy.
I mean, it's a DeLorean. How fast?
But is it like a special DeLorean that takes
you? Well,
yeah,
time travel.
Time traveling. So wouldn't it go like very fast? Like, I would think it'd be over 100 miles an hour.
Coming from the one who hasn't seen the movies.
You're right. I have no idea. I'm not inputting.
So then it's -3. So that gives you 84. And then
divided by
the number of letters in Christopher Lloyd's last
name. I'm dying right now that I cannot recall.
If you just know, this is an easy like math part to
figure
out.
If you knew
out.
The
well,
movie.
Yeah. He has the crazy white hair and the goggles and the gloves. You dressed up like him for Halloween one time or homecoming week.
Last year.
What was his name? Come on. Doc. It's Doc, not Doc Holliday. No. That's from Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone.
What? Yeah, Doc Holliday. Don't you remember?
We were dancing around so many different trivia.
Doc. Tombstone? Doc. Doc. Oh, my gosh.
It's not Doc Antle.
Doc. Also, white hair.
McStuffins.
Doc McStuffins.
There are so many people like screaming at.
I know.
If you've seen Back to the Future,
they're losing their minds right now.
I don't remember
the last name though, for some reason. I'm drawing a blank.
Going to
when you say myself. It, I'm going to be like, ugh.
Let's go back to the first number. So you, how confident are you that it's like?
She's not confident.
Lower number. Okay.
That's fair. Think about that question.
Well,
she's
I'm
not
just saying
confident.
We could at least guess because. We know number
and
the
we did.
Second part 87
minus 3 is 84. 84 divided by
okay.
What?
Can we ask if it's a round number? Like, is it a whole number?
It is a whole number.
Okay, there's no decimals. Okay, so could it be like a name with like six letters? Because 6 into 84.
84 divided by 6
you
is
know?
14. 14, yeah, thank you. This is funny because we don't even know if 87
and we, is. And I would bet a lot of money on the fact that it is not. So it doesn't really even matter if we get the next part.
Oh, boy. Well.
What if we just try to come up with a number, like the final number? What if we just...
14.
What if... 14.
14.
If his last name had six letters...
And if the first one was 87.
And there's three movies.
Well, we know that.
We know there's three.
We know that.
Yeah. But now I'm questioning everything. Who even knows how many there were now?
No, there's three. There's three movies. I know that.
All right, so what are we going with?
14.
14.
14.
For a shot in the dark.
14.
What if it's right?
Incorrect.
Oh, man. That would have been a miracle.
That
would have
blown my mind.
You were... very close.
Really?
On the miles per hour.
What? Oh, okay, no. Rachel.
It was 88 miles per
oh
hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me? So 85. Can I have my pen real quick?
So does he have five?
So
wait,
then he
can
had
we,
five.
Can we work this real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, can
with
we go back?
Number?
Go ahead and work it out.
So
okay.
So
80
three. Minus 3 is 85. 85. So if he had, so his last name would have been five.
So if there's five letters.
15.
It could be 15. Is it 15?
Don't tell me.
Can you do your math again?
Wait, five into
17.
85.
17? It's
17.
Not 17.
17 is a
correct answer.
Oh my gosh! We're so close! 88 is the last name.
We could have
We were actually close.
We were
very
close.
I think you needed two numbers, but you could only come up with one. 88 miles per hour, three Back to the Future movies.
I can't.
What was his name?
Doc Brown.
Oh. Brown.
Are you
five letters,
me?
Doc Brown.
All right, well.
Okay. All right, our last question.
That's just a lot of work to be so close.
To be
yeah,
so
know.
Wrong. All right, well.
So frustrating.
All right, let's bring it back right here, team.
But that's trivia.
We got
we're
going to
get
more.
This.
We got one
it.
More.
Come on.
That's trivia.
We have one win and three losses.
Okay.
Four. But, oh no, three, yeah. Okay. All right.
Out of four questions so far, you've answered one correctly.
In other words.
Our last question is a little bit different than the first four. For this question, there are multiple correct answers.
Okay.
You have to answer half or more than half in order to answer in order for the question to be considered correct.
Okay.
Okay.
The category is college mascots. Now, we all went to Liberty University together. Go Flames.
LU.
Can you tell me the top six most common mascots among U.S. universities in Division I athletics?
Okay.
So you'll need to name three of the top six to get it completely correct.
Okay. All right. So.
Like a bulldog?
I feel like there's a couple bulldogs.
I feel like
bulldogs
are pretty popular for a mascot.
Well, let's just start naming ideas. So we got
eagles.
Bulldogs.
Eagles.
Yeah,
that.
Some sort of like bird.
Falcons.
Lions.
Tigers.
Bears.
Oh my!
Oh my. What are some Tigers. Teams? What are some Division One
Blue Devils
teams?
That's not going to be a common one, though.
Okay.
So you have the Georgia Bulldogs, you have the
Florida Gators.
Yeah, but Gators.
That's only going to be Florida. Auburn, what are they? Eagles.
Auburn Tigers.
Oh, okay. So Tigers could
so
be a good
Tigers
one.
Is probably, because then you have the LSU Tigers.
Okay,
so
okay. Tigers.
I feel like
one.
Tigers is going to be one.
Yes. Bulldogs. Is there anybody else besides
so
Georgia?
So you have the Georgia Bulldogs. You have, what is Fresno State? Are they the...
Are they Division One?
Yes.
Oh.
They're in the Mountain West. Or, yeah, they're out there somewhere.
Oregon, or what are they, the Ducks?
You have the Ducks. Hang on. Let me think.
Alabama Roll Tide.
They're like an elephant or something, which makes no sense.
That's how the tide rolls.
Yeah, that's how the tide rolls.
It's from the elephants.
Something.
Bathing in the Alabama rivers. Fun fact, Alabama allowed interracial marriages to happen in the year 2000.
We were shocked by that on
Keeping
trivia.
Keeping up with the times, I see.
Yes.
Whoa, we would have just
late.
Made the cut, babe.
Yeah,
no,
that's
we were 2000, close on cut.
That's 2000 AD for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, Alabama. You don't disappoint.
Oh, man.
Idaho, aren't they another? They have that big blue field.
Those are the Broncos.
Broncos.
I feel like that's a popular name.
Indiana. What's IU?
The Hoosiers.
No, that's gonna be Hoosiers. It. Buckeyes.
No, there's only one Buckeyes.
Right.
It's a good question.
Thank you.
Tigers is definitely gonna be one.
Right.
I think Bears could be.
I think Bears is pretty solid guess.
Mm-hmm. And Bulldogs.
And Bulldogs. I feel like there's a couple Bulldogs.
There has to be a couple Bulldogs.
I feel like it has to be something that's not too regionally specific.
UCLA?
Yeah.
Like Gators.
The Bruins, which is
not.
A Bruin is in the bear family.
Okay.
That's a type of bear.
Just write it down. We can see what we think.
Right? Isn't a Bruin a...
I have no idea.
I never actually knew what a Bruin was.
Me either.
A Bruin is a bear. It is the mascot, not necessarily
the team
school's
name. Oh, okay.
Name.
The mascot, not
so
the
like
team.
An eagle, like Liberty
eagle.
Is the
Eagles
flames,
probably.
But
that's
their
a good
mascot
one. Yeah.
Is an eagle.
It's an eagle
would be a good one.
And I
yes.
feel like
the way he just said that makes more sense. It's not the team, it's the mascot.
The mascot,
so like,
right. Not the team.
Even
name.
Alabama
the
Crimson
elephant.
Tide,
mm-hmm.
It's an elephant, not
yeah.
I don't know what a Crimson Tide is.
I don't feel like there's
is.
Many elephants, though.
No.
But eagle, even though we're the
oh,
flames.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That
eagle.
Makes,
I feel very confident on eagle.
I think there's a lot of, I mean, in high
school.
Well, shoot, even Auburn, they're the Auburn Tigers. Their thing is a war eagle. Like, they let an eagle fly during the games.
Oh.
All right, so what do you have so far?
We have, so far, we're pretty confident in is the Tigers, the Bears, the Bulldogs, and the Eagle.
Did we get three already?
I'm going to stop you right there.
Because we got three.
You got four out
Ooh,
of the top six.
Yeah.
Four out of the top six.
Good job,
hey, good
team.
Job, team.
Well done. All right. Number one is the Bulldogs.
Yes,
makes sense.
With 14.
I knew
wow.
it.
Do you have just, you don't have to give me the whole list. Just give me a couple of Georgia, who else?
Or maybe after.
You got to look it up.
I can look it up.
Okay. You don't have to do it right now then. I find this stuff interesting.
Yep. Bulldogs have 14. The Tigers have 13. Mm.
There we go. Mm.
The Eagles have 10.
Good job, Rachel. Mm.
The Wildcats have 10.
The Wildcats, Kentucky Wildcats.
We didn't
yeah.
think, we
the,
went
I
canine, we
yeah,
not
feline.
Because
I was thinking like canines got to be very popular.
Yeah, we did tiger,
feline.
But not
yep.
the, okay, Wildcats.
Yeah.
Bears are,
yep.
That's I knew that.
Whatever that is, fourth.
Yep, that makes
fifth.
Sense. That's
and the
four.
Panther fifth, and then the
Panthers.
Oh, Panthers.
We didn't
feline.
Go big cat. We did not
yeah,
go big cat.
Did
yeah.
go,
okay.
I didn't even think feline.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Woo. Good job, guys.
We knocked
yeah.
that one out of the park. Good job thinking that one through.
All right, Bulldogs are a couple of Bulldog team names. We got the Adrian College, Alabama A&M,
okay.
Barton College, Bowie State University, Boyce College, Bryant and Butler University.
Butler, yep.
The
yeah.
Citadel.
The Citadel. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Another one.
Yep.
We got...
Georgia.
Concordia University in Nebraska.
Concordia.
Obviously, Georgia and others. All right, well, each episode, I ask my guests to bring a question of their own for a segment we call Quiz the Master. So, Esther, I think you have a question for us this episode.
I do. Okay. And One of the ways we became friends was through camping and the outdoors. Yep. So I kind of went along that route, the whole outdoor thing. Okay. William Henry Harrison Murray was a clergyman and author of an influential series of articles and books which popularized a certain area of the outdoors in the country. He became known as the father of the outdoor movement. What area in the U.S., so it's not like a necessarily a national park or something, but it's a well-known area for camping and hiking. What area did he write about?
I feel like it would be East Coast.
And I can also give you a reference that, I don't know if I told you earlier, it was back in, he was born in 1840, so this was a long time ago, 1840.
Okay. So,
when you think about a place Yellowstone he would write about. Yellowstone was
the first national park in the 1870s.
1870s.
Yeah. Is a place that he wrote about?
He wrote about articles and books about outdoors in throughout
it's
the country.
It's not necessarily a park.
Right, not necessarily a park, but it's a famous place for hiking and camping and the such.
What about Yosemite? That, not Yosemite,
Yellowstone.
That area.
What is the other name for
Yosemite? And the only reason I say that is Yosemite, before it became a national park, was a famous area because of the Half Dome.
Yeah.
Like, people used to write about it.
Yeah.
Legit. People used to write about, like, the Half Dome, the big famous rock there, yeah. and then it eventually became a national park.
I feel like it's something along the lines of, like, I know it's not this, so don't, but like a KOA, like a place to camp, like not necessarily this one.
It's a valid,
particular place, but this area that you would go to camp or hike.
And the wording
which is
of
a common,
it,
that's a common,
the wording of it with an outdoor movement.
Like a movement.
Like almost like ground. Almost like a campground, yeah. Like father of the campground. What area?
And he wrote articles and books about it. And I feel like that would be a movement. Is like, I mean, if you think about a movement, like a group of people doing something, beginning something, people starting to go out and camp and like, hey, go take your tents, like go
because
go
RV
be outside
I mean, RV
go,
travel. Was happening with obviously the creation of not right after but after like the automobile,
right?
So it's before that. So it's not going to be something that you know you hitch your trailer to and pull behind type of thing,
or like a tent.
But tent camping. I mean, the 1840s, they were also heading out. Still heading out west at that point, weren't they?
Oh yeah, 1840s. There, every state there wasn't even all the states were not.
I mean,
around
you saw like Oregon Trail in the 1840s.
That was that was
river
there wasn't
fording.
Even.
That's what it is.
What was it?
River fording.
You did say something like so we have like campgrounds we talked about.
It's a tough one.
What area?
That is a tough one.
So I wonder if it's more of like.
The,
as an area, like the Great Smokies.
The Adirondacks.
Or the Appalachian Trail was the other thing that initially came to mind.
Oh, yeah, the App Trail. That's a...
that's a good
Appalachian
one.
Trail is really what came to my mind first, and I don't know why I didn't say that earlier on. But,
the AT, yeah.
But
yeah, the AT.
You can write so many books about that.
Well, it goes from Georgia up to Maine.
Up to Maine.
Yeah, people
yeah.
Hype
let's go.
That.
Let's go.
Appalachian Trail.
Appalachian Trail.
That's a good guess.
Yes.
I feel like we're right.
You are wrong.
Oh!
Adirondack.
Dang it!
So yeah, and
the AT is a good guess though. That's a good one.
He was known as Adirondack Murray. Was his?
Oh, that would have given
Adirondack
away.
Adirondack.
There's a guy that wrote about Yosemite though.
Well, this guy wrote about the Adirondacks.
Good chairs.
Yeah.
Well, that brings this episode to a close. The Trebex Rejects got 2 out of 5 correct. Let us know, listeners, how you did on Instagram at Trivia with Friends Podcast. Answer our unselected Nickelodeon If you like what you heard, leave us a 5-star review and join us next week with another new episode of Trivia with Friends.